Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And when I say welcome back, that's because we have been here since 6 o'clock. And, of course, I know a lot of people think that's early, right? But to Tom, that's not early, is it, Tom?
Not at all. It's actually sleeping way in for there, me, so this is a great weekend.
Exactly. So, anyways, but it is all about starting your day in a positive way. And, of course, you want to just, you know, wake up and really start your morning, start your weekend. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we've got another great show for you. But if you missed any part of our show, we were talking about the Harvest Festival. And then, of course, we were talking with Famous Dave's, the original Famous Dave's, and finding out about barbecue. So if you are interested in any of that, go to our website, KimPaganoShow.com, and you can listen there or download our podcast. And that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008. 419-0008. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. And of course, we'd love to give back to our listeners. And I know many of you have been calling in for years and years and years. And I so appreciate that. I know a lot of you because I love to call you guys back and find out a little bit about you and what you like about the show. So again, I thank you so much for that. Please call in. Today, we've got lots of stuff that we're giving away. Tom, do you want to talk about that?
Yes, we have some wonderful. Let's start with the theater. Elite Theater is playing The Tempest. Now, this runs into September. It's a great play, and we have that for you, The Tempest at the Elite Theater. We also have the Rubicon Theater. Now, this is ending this weekend, but what a great play, Moonlight and Magnolias. And then we roll into Peter Cetera today at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. That's the dude that sang for Chicago.
That's right.
And he sang with, like, Amy Grant.
Yeah.
A bunch of great hits.
Yeah.
He is... Boys, bring the girls. This is a great date night, and you could win those for tonight. Tracy Morgan, he's funny, picking up the pieces, sure, in Thousand Oaks, and that's going to happen on the 24th. That's, again, at the Fred Cavalli Theater. Mama Palooza, a mom's night of comedy featuring Lisa Ann Walter, Sherry Shepherd, and Rosa Blasi. And they are very, very funny. September 30th for that show. The Ventura Harvest Festival, we've been talking about it. It is happening on the weekend of October 1st. So that's actually the 29th, the 1st,
right,
and
yeah,
the 2nd. Real fun, guys. Don't worry. You can go, too. That's at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. And 3, Blonde Moms. See how they run. That's set for October 7th at the very fun Canyon Club, where they throw the best concerts and comedy shows at the Canyon Club.
There you go. All right. And I do want to remind everybody that this is California Beer Festival weekend. And of course, that's 16th, 17th, and 18th. And I've got tickets for that. Also coming up September 24th, we've got the Banana Festival. And of course, that is over at the Port of Wainimi. And that is free to get in there. And they've got lots of stuff to do there. So definitely, I want to share that with you. And in fact, she is going to be my second guest. We've got Kelly Mahan and, of course, Port Commissioner Mary Ann Rooney going to be joining us. I love to give some tickets away, and let's just get that out right now. Ventura Harvest Festival, we've got tickets for that. And, of course, that's the 27th annual, September 30th through the 2nd. We've got tickets for that. I got tickets to the California Beer Festival. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Our first guest, David Asell. He's been on my show before. He's got lots of great energy. And of course, his book is Positive Thinking Will Never Change Your Life, But This Book Will. And I challenged him to that, but he's got some really great things. And we're going to find out a little bit more. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about what is the 3% dating rule for relationships. So I'm excited to talk with David. David, welcome. And are you there?
Oh, Kim, I've been waiting to come back on your show, honey. I loved the last time we had a chance to interact.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You've got lots of energy, and I love what you do. And, I'm excited to talk about this. And I know that you actually, you have a radio show too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we have a couple of them.
Yeah.
And for the past 25 years now, doing what you do. And isn't it an absolute blast?
I love it. I feel like it's school on air. So I'd love to be a guest on your show.
Oh, we can do that.
All right.
Absolutely.
That would be great. So talk about this. We're very in line with each other as far as, you know, positive thinking, secrets to success, really just, you know, kind of putting it out there. But we all know that action is really what it's all about, correct?
Yeah, Kim, and in our book, we talk about a specific type of action. If someone really wants to radically change their life, you know, they want to lose a lot of weight, make a lot of money, find deep love, save their current relationship, get clean, sober, whatever it is, it's not just action steps. What we found in 30 years of doing this work, and this is where a lot of people take a big breath and go, oh, my God, I wish he wasn't going to say that. What I'm about to say is the key steps to take are the action steps that we would rather not, Kim. That is the key. That's what makes millionaires, people with great bodies having great bodies, because they're doing what they would rather not 5 days a week to create the life they want.
Wow, that's great. And let me ask you a question. You know, I know we talked about, we were going to be talking about relationships. What does that mean? What is the 3% dating rule for relationships? Let's just start there.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, when people go and they read books on finding their quote-unquote soulmate, which we don't believe in, by the way, we, you know, for 20-something years, we've told people that there's no such thing as one soulmate in this world for you. And we can get into that if we have time. But we get a lot of women and men that are single that want to get into healthy relationships. And yet, what they'll do is they'll follow the principles in some really well-meaning, best-selling books that say, you know, write down what you want. And there's a story in my book I shared that this woman did this. You know, she wanted to meet someone who was 6'2", blonde hair, blue eyes, earned $150,000 a year. You know, she had all these characteristics, which aren't bad. There's nothing wrong with that. But what we said to her is that you know, what is unacceptable to you? In other words, this is what the 3% rule is. Well, we differ in helping our clients to find someone is that if you don't want to repeat the past, you better figure out what the deal killers were from your past that you should have.
I like that. Okay.
Okay. So you could have 97% of compatibility with someone dead on, Tim. But if that person has any of your 3%, any of your deal killers, I don't care if they have 99% of what's compatible. If they have one of your deal killers, 1% will screw a relationship for life.
Right. You know what's interesting? You kind of think about it. You know, my dad used to tell me, what's the worst thing that can happen? So you're kind of looking at almost backwards, right? Okay, so tell me, what is you're never going to be able to deal with in your life, correct?
Yes. So you're in the world of dating. And sometimes people go, well, I don't know what that means. And I'll say, listen, look at your last two or three dating relationships. What did that person bring to the table that ended up being a deal killer for you? So, you know, and because if you don't write that down and if you're not willing when the next person you date shows that quality, if you're not willing to either say to them, we need help because this is something that never has worked with me before, or, you know what, I just can't keep going forward because, you know, whether it's something like drinking. So a woman about 6 months ago came in and she had no idea what the deal killers were. So I said, okay, your past couple guys, what did they bring to the table? Well, you know, one drank too much. The other one worked way too much. You know, he saw her twice a month, and she wanted to be in this full-fledged relationship. I just worked with a guy, Kim. Here's something interesting. He meets this girl. They basically fall in love in 30 days. They're head over heels about each other. They're talking about having children, and all of a sudden she says to him, you remember the first week when I told you that I was this specific religion? And I'm not going to get into what they are because it doesn't matter.
Right.
And he said, yes. And she said, well, you know what? If I have a child, I have to raise my child in that religion.
And that was a deal breaker.
And you know what? About 3 weeks before she brought that up, when I worked with him with his deal breakers, Kim, he wanted to have a woman, he wanted to have a child, and he wanted to raise the child in his religion. So when she brought that up, he goes, I can't believe I just talked to my counselor about this. Are you flexible at all? And she says, not at all. They've got to be reasonable. And he said, you know what? I will always respect you, and I'm so glad that we talked about this early because that won't work for me. And do you know they're still good friends?
That's great. Well, it is, you know, I kind of want to put it as boundaries, right? If you kind of know what is, I mean, it's basically what you just said, but, you know, what can you live with and what can you not? And really in, you know, in every part of your life, because a lot of people don't, and I'm going to be the same. I'm going to, you know, say the same thing. I didn't really think about boundaries, even in your own personal family. You know, everybody knew everything, but that's not good. You have to have what makes you happy. It's kind of like really learning the basics of what makes you tick.
Yes. What is acceptable? What is unacceptable? And the problem that I've seen in the years helping people to create deep love is that everyone is focused on what's compatibility. You know, what am I looking for? I'm looking for someone, you know, who likes to work out and who believes in God and who blah, blah, blah. Well, that's great. But what doesn't work? Because let me go back to what I said before, how we came up with this. The 3% rule states that if this person has any of your deal killers, these 3% of things that just can't work, it doesn't matter if they have 97% compatibility, the relationship is going down the tube. And, you know, Kim, some women I've worked with have said, I want a guy that earns equal to me. He doesn't have to earn more, but I've worked really hard, and I don't want to support any more men. I've had men that have said, I am not going to support a woman and have her sit at home while I'm busting my butt. I want someone who's somewhat equal to me. And, you know, we can say that about a lot of things. You know, here's an interesting story. Last year, a couple came in, and the woman is a professional salsa dancer. And she travels like every 2 months somewhere around the country competing in these things. And so she fell in love with this guy. And on the second date, she said, you know, I really want you to be able to come to these events and dance with me, not professionally, but, you know, have fun and dance. And he said, no. He said, you know what? I have no interest in dancing whatsoever. I'll come to the events, but I'm never coming out on the floor. Even at home, I'm not going to dance with you.
Wow.
So, you know, they came in and they had this huge block. And when I worked with her individually and we found out what her deal killers were, one of them was she could not date a guy long-term who would not casually dance.
Hmm.
So the next time they came in, they both understood where each other's, you know, their position. And they ended the relationship. Now, to some people, Kim, that might seem frivolous.
Right.
But it's not.
But
frivolous.
It's not, because that's something that's important to you. David, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Oh, I'd love to. Kim.
Okay, yeah. Great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I want to give back something. I love doing this. We've got Peter Cetera tickets for this evening. We've got Tracy Morgan tickets, and I would love to share that with you. We've got Three Blonde Moms, See How They Run. That's October 7th. I've got tickets for that, and I'd love to get a big ladies' night over there going on. So, again, call me right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
Enjoy the new art season and upcoming events at Studio Chandler Island's Blackboard Gallery in Camarillo. The new exhibition called Life Force features world-renowned artists Hiroko Yoshimoto and Bob Privet from September 1st through the 24th. Also, be sure to save the date for September 30th for a night of comedy and cocktails with the comedic talents of David Diebel, Steve Smith, and Jason Love. For all upcoming events, check out StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. That's 805-383-1368.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
We're here with Dr. Angie Wellacala.
I'm talking to you, that person that just found out their best friend has cancer. This is real. It hits home. And it's like, where do you go? Where do you start? I just got an email from a 31-year-old single mom whose doctors have literally just given up on her and have no other choice. And she just needs to have someone else that believes with her.
So your Healing Agents International is presenting Fighting Strong, a benefit concert. What can someone expect to see?
They're going
to
see some amazing artists singing. They're going to be inspired by stories. I'll be sharing my story. I've got some other healing agent stories. And it's really a night of hope and inspiration so that you can walk through the next day, the next week, the next month of whatever you have to walk through to get healthy and whole.
You have a benefit concert coming October 29th. So it's in Thousand Oaks. The best way to read about this event?
That would be our website, which is healingagentswithans.org.
Thanks, Dr. Angie.
Thank you so much. And remember, we're coming together to help others heal.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm Kim. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I want to make sure when you call up, ask to be on our newsletter. We've got lots of things happening every week, and we'd love to share those with you. And also, it's another chance to win in. So definitely call up at 419-0008 and leave us your name and your number and your email. And one of our team members will get back with you. I'd love to give something away. And of course, we have Conejo Players Theater. And of course, that's Farragut North happening all the way till September. And then we've also got Rubicon Theater. And of course, the last weekend for Moonlight and Magnolias. And I'd love to share those with you. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. All right. We're talking with David Issel. And I love this. I feel like I'm just having like a conversation with you about life. And that's what's so cool about my show. But we're talking about relationships. And we're talking really, it could really obtain to anything or pertain to anything, because anything that you're doing in life, you know, it's sometimes people keep going the same job and they're not happy, or they're in the same marriage, or they're in the, you know, just different things in life. Well, you are the producer of your own life. You can change that. But we think we're stuck and we can't get off of that wheel. And of course, that's what David Issel and I are talking about, is you can make that change. And it's all about self-love and really making those steps. And it's funny, I just had a ladies' night and we talked about self-love. And a lot of us feel selfish for being self-loving. Mm. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
jump in, okay?
Well, what you're saying about boundaries, it's one of the highest acts of self-love is to say to someone, this is unacceptable to me. You know, and to be willing to have that fallout. Now, here's the cool thing. And you know, a lot of times people go, oh, my God, this guy is really brutal when it comes to the world of dating or relationships. But what I'm saying is that when you say to someone, this is unacceptable, you know, that you're to be in a relationship with me and to drink this much or to smoke or to work this much or whatever, it just doesn't, or, you know, to profess that the only way that we can be happy is doing it your way. And, you know, if these things don't work, there is a chance, Kim, if it's said early enough in a relationship and if it's said with respect, that the other person could actually hear you and be willing to change.
So true. And, you know, it's interesting, even when things go wrong in your relationship. Are you married, David?
I am not.
Okay. Were you ever married?
I was married twice, and I learned an immense amount both times, Kim.
Okay. I bet. Okay. So I was married before too and remarried now. And, you know, every single day there's like a new lesson in life. Okay. And, you know, you have to make sure, because, you know, when you get married and you're, say, you know, 21 or 27, you're not the same person you are today. And so hopefully you guys grow together, or it really, I mean, that's what happens. That's the biggest, you know, problem in life. So,
well, and when you think about it, you know, and we married and later on in life, and people do hit midlife crisis and they do hit different things. You know, those are opportunities for individuals who know how to communicate to work through them. People can have a change of heart. You know, what we loved doing with someone 10 years ago, maybe we don't love anymore. To openly express that and to share that can lead to great understanding and a deeper bond. I mean, a lot of these things I'm talking about aren't just to kill a relationship, but it's actually to bring it up and to make it very mature. And there are some people that I've worked with, couples, Kim, where they've had a deal breaker. They've been able to work through it.
Right.
And we've been actually able to help them deepen their love. You know, one of the common deal breakers that everyone says, you know, if you cheat on me, we're done. Now, I don't encourage anyone to say, if you cheat on me, we're fine. But, right. But you know, in 25 years of being a counselor, I can tell you huge numbers of couples where there's been an affair. And, you know, and while it's going to be a deal killer at first, we've been able to not just work through it, but we've been able to communicate through it and to build deeper love relationships.
So it's possible afterwards, right? Stay together. Oh. Yeah, that's great. That's a great message right there. You know, it's interesting because, you know, now tell me, you obviously do counseling, right? You do a lot of recovery. And how long have you been doing all this?
Well, 25 years, 30 years ago, I was doing sports psychology, working with health and fitness experts and athletes. And then 25 years ago, I transferred into the world of general counseling and life coaching. So we help people become financially free, find deep love, lose amounts of weight, get sober. I mean, there isn't a thing in life we don't help people with. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's really great. Fun. Where are you located, David? In Florida?
Yeah, in Florida. I'm in Florida. Yeah, and, you know, we work, thank goodness, because of technology, like Skype, et cetera, you know, we have clients from all over the world doing this work. And you know, this topic that we've been talking about, I wanted to jump on something you said earlier. You know, the deal breakers, this is something that we can also talk about outside of romantic relationships. You know, I do have friends that have qualities that you do not respect, yet you stay with them because you want to be part of a certain group, a clique. You know, are there family members that you're unwilling to stand up against, you know, who get drunk at family events and cause all kinds of chaos, or, you know, who are extremely rude to waiters or whatever the thing is, deal killers for you, but you're afraid because they're a family member. You know, this deal killer thing goes into all forms of relationships. While we focus a lot in the world of dating, it also goes into work and family.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about self-love, okay? And, you know, a lot of us, you know, a lot of us feel like maybe we're not good enough, or we're not worth it, correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the highest form of self-love is the person who's willing to be rejected for what is right for them. That's one of the highest forms of self-love. You know, the codependent person, which, as a matter of fact, we do a lot of work in the world of codependency, the codependent person doesn't understand self-love because they're afraid to rock the boat, they're afraid to have people pissed off at them. You know, they walk around in fear, walking on eggshells.
Wow.
The independent person who's filled with self-love has the ability to respectfully say, that doesn't work for me, and if you're going to continue it, we're not going to be able to be friends. But they're saying it matter-of-factly.
Right.
And they're saying it before things get really horrendously bad. That's an amazing sign of self-love, when you're willing to stand up for what's right for you, Kim, even if that means you lose the contract, you lose the friendship, you lose the contact with the family member or the loved one.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you got to have the courage to do that too, because it might mean, like you were saying, that you might not be able to be in that group anymore. And sometimes it's just for a short time, because they don't realize. And then when they actually, you know, if they ever come through and go through something that you realize, you know, that they're realizing that they have gone through, they're going to go, wow. Okay, now I get it. Because I've noticed and I've seen that happen in a lot of different occasions.
Kim, do you know, like, I come from a very loving family, but in the late 90s, I hit a huge block with my mom and dad, and we didn't talk for about 9 months.
Wow.
You know, and it's not like I didn't come from an abusive family. I didn't come from an alcoholic family. We just hit a block that I had never brought up. I had let it go. It was my fault. I never had called them out on certain things that had happened. And then I just blew up one day. Well, we didn't talk for 9 months. When we got back together, it has been incredible. My mom and dad are almost 90 now, and we have the most amazing relationship that came out of a 9 month estrangement.
Wow.
That we were both able to sit back, we were able to evaluate, and then we brought our love back to a higher level.
That's awesome, David. You know, I sometimes you have to redirect your relationships. How about that? Would you say
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great point. Great statement.
Yeah. And sometimes we just have to actually say, that's not okay to, you know, and especially with between a mom and a dad and a, you know, and a child. I realized my oldest daughter, I remember we were button heads, and I remember a client, he's passed away now, I do hair, and one of my clients turned around in his chair and he's like, can I offer you some suggestion? And I was like, okay, what? And he's like, I think it's time to cut those apron strings. And I was like, but, and I was like, oh, wow, you know what? He's probably right. And I did. I released my daughter, and she actually came back even stronger. And that was the beginning of an amazing new relationship. And so many times we are the smothering parent, or we are, you know, thinking of them in a different view. And they want to, you know, broaden their horizon. And that's what we give our children, you know, wings to fly. So whatever relationship, sometimes if it's not feeling good, sometimes you do have to take a couple steps back and realize, you know, what is it that you really want from this relationship, and then honor it. And vice versa. If somebody's, you know, because there's people that are doing the same thing to you, and you're like, you know, I don't know about you, but it's the natural way of human beings. When you can't have something, you want it more, and you want it more, and you want it more. And a lot of people, I say, oh my God, take a step back. And they're like, but I can't. They're not calling me back. They're not. Take a step back. And all of a sudden, it's like you could kind of see clearly.
Yes. Well, you know, there's another couple comes to mind that came in. They had been married 24 years. The last 7 or 8 years had been hell on earth. And we came up with boundaries for both of them. You know, these are things that they've been letting go, that neither of them accept. Each of the persons was doing something that was really irritating the other. So we set up really healthy boundaries, deal killers.
Yeah.
Well, 30 days later, the husband went against what he said he wouldn't do again. And it was all in writing. We actually do contracts, Kim, with some of this stuff. And so, you know, the deal was this: if he was to pull the behavior one more time, he had to move out for 90 days.
Mm.
He had to move out of the house. They had 3 kids. So here he was. We're in the office, and he agreed. He had broken their agreement. And she said, I need to ask you to leave. And he said, you're right. He left for 90 days. I continued working with each of them separately. 90 days later, he came back into the house. This is 4 or 5 years ago. They have been incredible ever since.
Wow. Because you know what? I mean, it just speaks to me. You never know what you've got till it's gone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And no. So, and with implementing that boundary and in writing, he really knew what he was doing, but he was testing the waters. And luckily, she stuck with it through your help. And she actually made her boundaries so strong that he was like, okay, I know I can't do this ever again.
Kim, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, when they both walked in that day, he knew exactly, and he admitted it, and he accepted it, and he had his bags packed, and he was gone that night.
Right.
Like,
you know, and I love that, because I do want to kind of mention that sometimes, you know, what do they call it? Crying wolf. A lot of us in relationships cry wolf. If you do that, that's it. We're getting divorced. If you do that, we're this. And a lot of times you really don't mean it. And so your word is not really, you know, meant, correct?
That's correct.
And so, yeah, so it's important to say what you mean and mean what you say, correct?
Yeah. You know, when we talk about someone who is constantly nagging or crying wolf, and if you do this one more time, blah, 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 you know, that's the codependent person. That's a huge definition of codependency. Like, they're willing to set boundaries, but they're afraid to set a consequence. And a boundary without a consequence leads to disrespect by the other person.
Wow.
You know, like the husband or wife is not going to respect someone who every other day or every month is saying, if you do this one more time, if you do that one more time and don't do anything, it's the fastest way, Kim, to lose the respect of your partner.
Or anybody.
Or
period.
Anyone, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, wow, I love this conversation. David Asel, you're going to have to come back. We're going to have to talk again. Where do we find your book so that people can really get some great ideas from what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Kim, we're giving all of your listeners chapter one for free. And you know, our book, since the last time I talked to you, we went number one bestseller.
Nice. Congratulations.
So, thank you. We're very excited. Positive thinking will never change your life, but this book will. You can get chapter one for free at our website, which is talkdavid.com.
Wow. And you know what I'm looking on here? JJ Virgin. She's been on my show many times. I love her. And Ariel Ford. Lots of people that have, you know, given some great advice contributing to this, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And as a matter of fact, you know, I went after 6 New York Times bestselling authors, JJ and Ariel, 2 of them, within 48 hours, all six of them said to me, Kim, when we were writing the book, we want in. Thank God someone is exposing the myth of positive thinking.
Mm, I love it. All right. Well, I'm in on your next one, okay?
You got it, honey.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, David. I appreciate your time. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
I love it. And I will get you on my show as well.
Okay, sounds great. You got a deal. All right, thank you so much. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we are going to be talking with, we've got Marianne Rooney right now, and she's the port commissioner. And then we are going to be talking about the Banana Festival. And I'm really excited. It's going to be September 24th, and that's over at Port Hueneme. And, of course, 10 to 5, you've got to get over there. And share all the fun of Banana Festival. Bananas is like one of my favorite flavors. I love bananas. So anyways, again, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. And I'd love to give something away. How about some Mom-O-Palooza? And of course, it's a mom's night of comedy. And we've got Lisa Ann Walter and Sherry Shepherd and Rosa Blasi. And of course, that is over at the Civic Arts Plaza. I'd love to share that. Also, I'm going to throw out some Ventura Harvest Festival tickets. We've got that. And let's just stay on the theme of moms, three blonde moms. See how they run October 7th over in Agora at the Canyon Club Theater out there. So stay with us. Call in right now. Share this with your friends. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Kelly Meehan and Marianne Rooney. And we are going to be talking about the Banana Festival that is coming up September 24th at the Port of Hueneme. And I welcome all of you out there. This is a free event. Did you hear me? Free. And of course, it's down by the beach. We're going to have so much fun. So stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break and we'll be right back.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Pino's Palette in Westlake. Book your next party or date night. Call 805-379-9963. Come see for yourself why painting and drinking is so much fun. One of their talented artists will walk you step by step in completing the painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Visit www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. And Conejo Players Theater. If you live in Thousand Oaks and are looking for an onstage performance, look no further. Call for tickets at 805-495-3715 or visit www.conejoplayers.org, located at 3.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Join five of America's hottest celebrity chefs, including chefs Ben Ford, Elizabeth Faulkner, and Antonio Lavasso. Participate in a Chopped-style competition on stage at the Culinary Showdown. Help support the fight against breast cancer. Learn more at ComanLACounty.org/cook. That's ComanLACounty.org/cook.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to say that we have Marianne Rooney and Kelly Meehan. Welcome, ladies. Marianne, are you there?
I am. Thanks so much for having us on your show.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I know that you are the Port Commission, right? And tell us a little bit about what you do.
So our role as a five-member board, elected board at the Port of Wainimi, we're policymakers, and we set the direction and the vision for the port. And then our very capable staff, they implement all of that and take care of all the day-to-day operations. And we have a great team that we work together with and are just doing a lot of great things for our community.
Wow. And congratulations. This is your second year, correct?
So this is actually my sixth year.
Oh, sixth year. Okay.
Yep. So I was elected the first time in 2010 and then reelected in 2014. So, you know, it's really a very interesting operation that we have out there at the Port of Wainimi. It's in what I call the corner of the county, and it's like you have to go there on purpose to find the port and to be able to see, you know, kind of what's going on out there. People may see the big vessels that are going down the channel and coming into the port. And so that may all they get to see, you know, from the water. So we wanted to develop this Savannah Festival to bring people on the port to show them what we do up close and personal, so they get a really good firsthand experience of what our working port is all about.
Well, that's great. And, of course, it is a working port, and we're going to be celebrating that at the Banana Festival. I just want to definitely welcome Kelly Meehan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having us today.
Of course. And tell me your part in this.
I'm the festival director, so I'm sort of the boots on the ground that puts together the event.
And you do a great job
at
that.
You.
I was there last year and had so much fun. Wondering, how did the bananas actually, why did you pick bananas?
Well, bananas are kind of just bananas are one of the top two imports through the Port of Wainimi. So if you eat a banana on the western half of the United States, it probably came through the Port of Wainimi. And the two biggest companies doing business there are Chiquita and Del Monte, and we're so lucky to have them as sponsors of this event.
Interesting.
Yes.
A little bit of knowledge there, too.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. And, okay, so ladies, I want to just find out, what are we going to experience at the Banana Festival? Hopefully amazing banana meals and treats, correct?
Yes. We have all kinds of banana treats. And one of the requirements of any of the food vendors who are coming to the Banana Festival, the requirement is that they actually bring a banana dish as a specialty. So you can expect some things like banana funnel cakes, banana empanadas, banana bread, banana ice cream sundaes, banana milkshakes, things like that, along with a great variety of other food, including the gourmet grilled cheese truck. There's pizza and fries and all kinds of usual festival food.
Well, I love banana. Banana is one of my favorites. And we kind of talked a little bit about it in our break that you kind of feel like you're not cheating as much because it's a fruit, right? But
exactly.
It's actually the most fattening fruit. But anyways, shh. I know. Don't tell anybody that, right? Just enjoy your bananas at the banana festival. So I want to kind of ask you, what's the price to get in?
It is absolutely free. Admission and parking are both free to the festival. And parking is going to be down at the beach lots at the end of Ventura Road in Port Hueneme. So if you ever go out to the beach at Port Hueneme and you park at that end of that road, there's some big beach lots there. The city of Port Hueneme has been so generous as to allow us free parking for all our visitors that day. And then we're going to have Roadrunner shuttles taking people back and forth to the event. It's a very short walk. It's a very easy walk if you feel like walking, but the shuttles will also be handicapped accessible. So if you want to ride or walk, come on down. It's totally free to get in and free to park.
Last year I was there and you guys had it handled so easy and it was so organized and it wasn't that long of a walk. So it was really delightful. So thank you. Yeah. And so let me ask you, what do you have for the children?
Oh, we have a great kids zone. There's big inflatables. There's a rock climbing wall. There's a bungee jump activity. We have lots of free things for the kids, including a great arts and crafts booth. We're having a visit from the reptile family, and they're going to be showing off some of their snakes and reptiles and animals. The Port Hueneme Library is going to be there, and they're going to be doing readings and story times and things like that. So it'll be lots of fun for the kids.
Wow. And then, Marianne, maybe you can talk about this. What about the to be able to go on to the boats and barges?
Yeah, so we're going to have two boats this year that are going to be taking port tours, and they're going to be leaving about every 15 minutes or so. You know, it's a really popular activity, so we try to accommodate as many people as we can, but, you know, we do fill up. So it's important that people come out early and get their pass before they start indulging in some of the other stuff, because it is a sellout every year. So, but we can only handle so many people, but we'd love to have people come out and take the tours. What you do is you go out on the water and we take you around so you see the native.
Wait, you actually don't stay at the dock? You actually go out? I didn't know that.
Yep, you're on a boat. We take you out down the channel and take you around so you can see the Navy side of the port as well as the commercial side. And so it just takes you around. And so you really get a unique perspective that you wouldn't any other time. So we have the water tours, and then we also have buses that will take you around on dock so you can see the actual workings up close from a boat, from a bus. So you'll be able to go around and see the lighthouse and, you know, where we have the squid that come in. And so lots of things, you know, the big cold storage warehouses. And there's probably going to be a lot of cars parked out there that weekend because we're expecting a lot of car ships to come in. And
you know, that's interesting. You see cars everywhere now in a lot of parking lots. What is going on? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. So what happened is, you know, car manufacturers, I mean, they output a lot of cars each day. And so the initial push was that these cars were destined for other countries, and then those economies kind of went south, and so they redirected them here. And so they know that the Port of Hueneme is a great niche cargo mart, port for cars. And so they called upon, you know, our customers to say, hey, can you take the overflow? And so luckily we've been able to tap into our good partnerships with the County Department of Airports and the City of Oxnard and wherever else we can find some land to park some cars, you know, to bring them here and park them. So it adds a little bit of additional revenue for the County Airport Division, which you probably see them out at Camarillo Airport.
Yeah, I see them all over.
And Oxnard Airport, yeah. And so they get a little extra rent, you know, during the month, and so they can park them here. But the nice thing is that the more cars that we can bring in, the more revenue that's generating for not only the Harbor District, but the city of Port Hueneme and all of our customers, and we put more people to work. And so it really blends into the economic impact of our county here. And I don't know if you know, but, you know, we bring in more than $9 billion in goods annually.
through that port.
Yeah.
Wow,
and so
that's huge.
That ranks us in the top 10 U.S. ports for automobiles and fresh produce. So, you know, we always get compared to L.A. and Long Beach, and we seem to be very small, but across the country, we rank very well.
Mm.
And, you know, we support our community by bringing in more than $1.5 billion in economic activity, and we create more than 13,000 trade-related jobs.
That's interesting.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And in addition to that, about $69 million in annual state and local taxes goes to our community services. So we're very happy to be able to generate this kind of income that goes right back into our community and puts our people to work and really makes it a vibrant activity.
Right. And then, Kelly, how did you guys come up with the Banana Festival? And this is the fifth year, correct?
Yes, it's the fifth year of the festival. And this is my fourth year as festival director. The Banana Festival sort of came about. I mean, the port, it's a little hidden from the roads.
It's kind of like a hidden jewel.
It is.
You know?
It's a hidden jewel. But it's an economic powerhouse. And people don't really know it or see it or get to understand it. So we wanted to invite the public to experience in it. The idea of banana, it just happens to be, you know, automobiles and bananas are the two biggest imports into the port of Hueneme. And so it's a little more difficult to have a car festival than a banana festival, although the port loves all of its automobile customers as well. So it just was like a fun way to wrap that idea, but it's really a celebration of a very diverse working port.
So what are we going to find that day?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there's arts and crafts vendors. There's a really fun kids zone. There's the food, which we talked about a little bit.
Yeah, my mouth's already
melted.
Yep.
And then we're going to have music playing all day. We have a big stage. We're going to kick off the day with the Oxnard High School Jazz Band. We always like to kick off the festival with a local amateur band and give the kids a chance to perform.
Perfect.
And nothing wakes you up like trumpets and drums
this
first
thing.
This is
so
right?
true, yes.
So, and then the bands we're going to have, their band lineup is In Contempt, and they're going to do Motown and sort of rock
Love
and
Motown,
blues.
Yeah,
me too. Really great. They're from L.A. We're going to have a really immensely talented cover band called Decadent Decades, and these guys are just on point with pop hits and fun rock, everything from like rock to punk. You might hear them doing Britney Spears or The Clash. I mean, it's just a wide range of stuff. It would be really fun.
Okay.
And then we're closing it with Redfish. They're a very popular Santa Barbara-based band, and they've played many festivals, including Fiesta up in Santa Barbara, and they're really well-known and terrifically talented. So we're lucky to have those bands for this lineup this year.
You know, I wanted to comment, the last time I was there, you had so many great youngsters that were helping and volunteering, and they were so polite and so nice. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have volunteers this year from, I believe, Channel Islands High School, Oxnard High School, and Pacifica. Maybe Marianne, you can share a little bit about that, because I know Marianne's heart, Commissioner Rooney's heart is really with education. So,
yeah, sure. Thank you. So we have a great relationship with the Oxnard Union High School District, and not only do we get students to volunteer and come out and participate in that day, but we also have a logistics program where all of our customers come together and they share their expertise with the students who come in an after-school program. It's a 9-week program, and so they learn about logistics and trade and about the industry as a whole. And so they have all this information that's coming in. And then we award a paid internship to the students that graduate out of that program. So we try to connect and you know, really inspire and engage our high school students to look at the maritime industry as their career. It's good paying jobs. It's right here in their own backyard. And we try to share that information with them and reach out to the community and tell them about what we do. I mean, for a long time, we kind of kept things quiet. But, you know, over the last few years, we said, look, it's time for us to open our gates and open our doors and bring people in. So we do a lot of tours for, you know, anybody who asks us for a tour, we'll come in and give a presentation and then take them around the tour. So, like, you know, school groups can come, and if a business wants to bring some people out to see what we do. We're happy
You're
to
open.
Do that
I love
and
it.
Show people that, yeah.
Wow,
we
that's great.
We want to make sure that everybody knows what we do
and knows the impact of what we do here, too.
Yeah. Excellent.
But speaking of the kids who come out to volunteer and all the other individuals who come to volunteer, I want to give them a shout out and a big thanks, because if you didn't, coming out to these community events and helping in your community with a smile on your face is huge and amazing, and we so appreciate it.
I always say many hands make little work, and that's like my kids know that. It's like, all right, what do you want me to do? You know, but it's all about, it's really about community, and I love what you guys do. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, we're almost at the end of our show. We've been here for 2 hours from 6 to 8 every Saturday. We're talking about the 5th annual Banana Festival. It is a free event, but not only that, oh my God, come out there and share some of these great things, great food, live bands, port tours. It's all for a great cause. It starts at 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock, and there's no reason you shouldn't be out there, and it's a great family day. And you've been checking out the weather, right?
I have. Oh my gosh, if you are in the event business, you are checking out your weather app like daily.
I figured.
It's supposed to be a beautiful day.
There you go. But even if it's a little cool, it's perfect. You're down by the ocean, so I'm really excited and to be a part of this great event. It will be in my newsletter. It will be online, and definitely check out our Facebook. That's where you find all these great events that are happening. But I hope that you get yourselves out of the house and get to all these great events. Again, Saturday, September 24th, 10 to 5, the Banana Festival. Thank you, ladies, so much for being a part of the Brighter Side of the 805, my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our shows. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of you that have been tuning in for years and years. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. No one is in charge of your happiness except for you. Go out there. You are the producer of your life. Make it a good one. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you next week. Ba 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 na na ba 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 na 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 ba 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 na na.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.